Don't use Highway 65 at his jam for miles. Please go down East River or follow Highway 10 to 8 or some other highway. Don't use Highway 65. And we faded out Jerry Vale. I'm sure he won't mind in this case of emergency. And here is Roger Erickson.
As we pull up the Mississippi River, we were struck with the awesome sight of the Northern Pump Plant, Northern Ordnance. And it looks like a bombed-out plant during World War II. Just the superstructure left in these buildings which make up that complex there. And then we proceeded over the Midland Co-op Terminal Building in Fridley, near Highway 100 in Maine, and talked with Mr. Corey of the plant, and he reported that the damage is absolutely unestimable at this point, but will be staggering. From the air, we saw Midland Co-op tankers strewn out like a child would throw toy trucks from a sandpile. And how do you describe wood that has been ripped to shreds? Yes, shreds of wood, almost fibrous, as a result of the tornado. Wood pieces in various sizes, large and small, strewn everywhere. Near the Midland Terminal Building, houses missing. They just aren't there. Just the basement, and the basement filled with debris. Power lines down everywhere, telephone lines down. A family consisting of a mother and her five children sought refuge under a large sofa in the southwest corner of the basement. The house was blown away. They were all safe. Several men from the night crew at the co-op terminal building rescuing her from the debris. From the terminal building, we followed the exact path of the tornado. It was an erratic path, kind of like a meandering river. The main destructive force was about a block wide. Of course, side effects on houses on the fringes of this path of the tornado. But as we followed the swath of destruction in the helicopter, it was something kind of eerie, like following a river. Then it hit an area where people could not seek refuge in basements, the trailer court along Highway 65. Trailer homes were thrown about against each other, on top of each other, many of them flattened completely. You'd see the wheels of a trailer home sticking straight up in the air as it rested on its top. People were picking through the rubble for belongings, hoping to salvage something from the chaos. And then a new storm came up, the one we're in right now, and all the trailer homes, the people there had to be evacuated. Our pilot, Norm Jacobson, in the helicopter decided to take off and find another set-down location fast, as the debris nearby at that trailer court would create a hazard. A 40 or 50 mile per hour wind would throw it about like dust. So we off and went, and the air got kind of turbulent, and we were happy to see the Twin Cities arsenal here, and we sat down at the security section where they're treating us to coffee. And we're just waiting now, watching off in the sky, and we see off in the distance it appears to be clearing. We should be able to get up and shortly again in the helicopter, and we're anxious to get out to the Minnetonka area and off to Norwood and Chanhassen and some of the other areas that have been affected by these series of tornadoes last night. But wherever we went, whoever we talked to, everyone said the same thing. Thank heavens for WCCO radio and the advance warning, or there might have been the fantastic loss of life. All right, Bob.
Yes, I have it here at 14 minutes before 8 o'clock, and that is Central Standard Time. The temperature is 63 degrees.
If you have a question about the storm emergency, here is a special Red Cross Highway Patrol number to call. Melrose, ME36360. Melrose 36360.
The Reserve Supply Company has informed us that the Twin City office and headquarters in Fridley has been severely damaged and will not be in business today. This announcement is put on the air because people from out of town are coming for a certain event at the Reserve Supply Company, and it will not be in business today. The firm has been damaged. Our congratulations this morning to the State Bank of Lakota in Lakota, North Dakota. Today is the bank's 65th anniversary. You're listening to First Banknotes, having a grim tone to it today, which, of course, is unusual, but brought about by the news. First Banknote sponsored today by the First National Bank of St. Paul, of Minneapolis, excuse me. But the 18 First Banks stand ready to help anyone in this emergency. If the services of the 18 First Banks can assist, please call. I answered the telephone about 2 minutes before I came on the air on this First Banknotes program, and this is what the man said.
My name is Byron Brecky, Bob, and one of my employees informed me that her three children are home alone in Spring Lake Park in the devastated area. There was sunshine when she left there this morning. Her address is 733 Valentine Road, Spring Lake Park. And she is trying to find out if there's any possibility of anyone checking on her children. That's 733 Valentine Lane Road.
This appeal was made to WCCO via the telephone approximately 20 minutes ago. The time now is 12 minutes before 8 o'clock, and this is Central Standard Time in Wisconsin and other places where there is daylight time. It is 12 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is First Bank Notes. Our desk here is littered with announcements which have been put on the air. They're not litter, but they form a pile of litter, and we have them coming in constantly. Stay tuned to WCCO for further information. The latest will go right into this mic when we receive it. Temperature 63 degrees, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9 minutes before 8. That is Standard Time. Central Standard Time. First National Bank is sponsoring banknotes this morning. Another line of thunderstorms hit the Twin Cities area this morning, dumping heavy amounts of rain on tornado-stricken areas. Scattered thunderstorms are forecast over 50% of Minnesota through tomorrow. Highs today will be from 64 to 85. Lows tonight 42 to 62. The Twin Cities forecast calls for occasional periods of thunderstorms. Highs today, 80, or the high. Low tonight, 55. High tomorrow, 75. Low tomorrow night, 55. Here is a later forecast just handed to me, revised. Thunderstorms ending by mid-afternoon today and partly cloudy from then until late afternoon. This is for the Twin Cities, when more thunderstorm activity will occur. Occasional periods of thunderstorm activity tonight and again Saturday afternoon. No important temperature changes. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. The high today will be 80 degrees. Here is added information on the weather. The line of heavy thunderstorms directly over the Twin Cities now extends from Grantsburg, Wisconsin on the north to Lakeville, Minnesota on the south. This line is moving to the east. The current thunderstorm activity will end in the Twin Cities area by 8:30 this morning, and that is Central Standard Time. Minneapolis suburban residents are digging out from under the debris caused by tornadoes last night, which left at least 11 persons dead and hundreds injured. Hardest hit were communities around Lake Minnetonka and the northern suburbs of Fridley and Spring Lake Park. Officials fear that more victims may be trapped in the debris of their collapsed homes. 3,000 U.S. Marines and 3,000 Seabees have landed in South Vietnam and started work on a new airstrip 52 miles south of Da Nang Air Base. The St. Paul City Council has reaffirmed its decision to place St. Paul on daylight time at 2 a.m. Sunday. St. Paul Mayor Vavilis has urged that Minneapolis be asked to reassess its position and join with St. Paul. The temperature is 63.
Happy birthday to Roger Sullivan, South St. Paul.
Sixty-three degrees, and it's now 6 minutes before 8 o'clock, and that is Central Standard Time.
First Bank Notes was brought to you today by the Answer Bank, the First National Bank of Minneapolis, a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. If your home is outside of the Twin Cities, see your hometown banker for any financial service you might need.
From the First Banks, a friendly good morning. Hope it's a happy day.
This is Joyce Lamont.
And Bob DeHaven. Cook up a cookout with Peter's Wieners, Minnesota's choice 2-1. Pick the vacuum pack with a pine cone label for preferred flavor.
Peter's the leader, the tastiest.
The tastiest at the Twins games also. Get Peter's hot dogs at the Met Stadium refreshment counters.
50,000 watts of clear channel WCCO radio serving Chatfield, Minnesota, where your zip code, Chatfield, your zip code is 55923.
Good morning, neighbor. This is Dick Chapman speaking for Northwest Orient Airlines, the fanjet airline with the only nonstop service to New York City. 1 hour faster than all other airlines. Well, it's Friday, May 7th, 1965. This is the month of Sundays. I just realized that. This is May Fellowship Day. It's also the wind-up of National Music Week, National Family Week, and National Insect Electrocutor Week. Yuck. Sunrise this morning exactly 3 hours ago at 4:55. Sundown occurs at 7:26 this evening. Sunrise tomorrow, Bordig, 4:53. The moon reaches first quarter stage shortly after midnight tonight. Let's see, a year ago today, the Twin City temperature reached 76 degrees after a low of 50. But the records are much wider apart than that. 92 was the high, and that was set just 2 years ago today. 31 was the all-time low on this day in 1906, 1907, and 1931. Birthdays today include Robert Browning, who wrote a poem about a rifle in 1812. Johannes Brahms in 1833, he invented lullabies. And Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, who invented great Russian music. He was born on this day in 1840. Exactly 50 years ago today, a German submarine torpedoed the liner Lusitania off the coast of Ireland. The great ship sank in just 22 minutes. No wonder 1,200 passengers were lost. That was exactly 50 years ago today. 20 years ago today was VE Day. Germany surrendered in World War II. How many remember that? 11 years ago today, rebels in Indochina captured Dien Bien Phu, remember? France abandoned their holdings in Vietnam, Indochina. 165 years ago this very day, eastern Minnesota became Indian territory, stayed that way for 9 years. 115 years ago today, the steamboat Anthony Wayne churned into St. Anthony, the first steamboat to reach the falls, and thereby the winner of a $200 purse. Minnesota's Cottonwood Oil Cooperative, believed to be the first oil co-op in the United States, was formed on this day in 1921. And 67 years ago today, Minnesota's old 1st National Guard Regiment was mustered into federal service as a nucleus for the 13th Minnesota Infantry Volunteers. Well, we'll get to the good neighbor in just 1 minute.
I will be getting up to cruising altitude very shortly, and I hope you enjoy the flight. Thank you.
It's just 45 seconds since we left the runway, and already we're at 4,000 feet. This is Tom Moore climbing fast on a Northwest Orient Airlines fan jet. We're headed for cruising altitude, 30,000 feet, and our fan jet can get us there 9 minutes faster. So we'll be up over the weather while ordinary jets would still be climbing through it. That's why it's so nice to know that when you fly Northwest, your jet is always a fan jet. For reservations, call your travel agent or
Northwest Orient Airlines,
the fan jet airline.
And now you can fly fan jets direct from the Twin Cities to Philadelphia. Your choice of four flights on Northwest Orient Airlines. Today's WCCO radio good neighbor was born in Champlin, Minnesota, has lived all her life in Hennepin County. Her current address is suburban Robbinsdale, where her company is today celebrating its 50th anniversary. This lady is a charter member of American Legion Auxiliary Post 251, the holder of a 45-year pin. After World War I, for about 12 years, she was state rehabilitation chairman of the auxiliary. She was active in the Red Cross during both World Wars, served on the County Red Cross Board for about 10 years, and served once as president of the Robbinsdale Library Club. In 1959, when her husband died, she took an active hand in carrying on the business, the Howard Lumber Company, 50 years old today. Today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor is Mrs. Alma K. Howard of Robbinsdale. Well, Art Linkletter proves it every day. Kids say the darndest things, like the radio announcer who asked the little girl, "Tell me when your mommy and daddy got married." And the little girl replied, "Oh, I don't remember. I was only a little girl then." Congratulations to today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor, Mrs. Alma Howard of Robbinsdale, from your Ford dealer and from Northwest Orient Airlines, the fanjet airline founded and based in the Twin Cities. This is Dick Chapman. Have a good morning.
Stay tuned now for news and weather. In 20 seconds, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. The line of heavy thunderstorms directly over the Twin Cities now extends from Grantsburg, Wisconsin on the north to Lakeville, Minnesota on the south. This line is moving to the east. The current thunderstorm activity will end in the Twin City area by 8:30 this morning. 63 degrees at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Studios Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830 WCCO.
WCCO Radio News. Search continues for tornado victims. This is Dick Anroth reporting the news for the Ask For Motor Oil Pennzoil, the 100% pure Pennsylvania oil that contains Z7 and needs no other additive of any kind. A series of twisters struck hard in several Minneapolis suburbs early last night, killing at least 11 persons and injuring hundreds. The tornado slammed into Norwood, then around Lake Minnetonka and into the communities of Wayzata, Excelsior, Mound, Glencoe, Fridley, and Spring Lake Park. Other twisters also swept into Chanhazen, Cottagewood, Deep Haven, Navarre, and Coon Rapids. Now, even as workers continue to search for victims of last night's storm, a new severe weather warning has been issued by the Weather Bureau. The severe weather forecast predicts heavy thunderstorms and winds in portions of southeastern Minnesota and northern and central Wisconsin. Several storms with large hail and locally damaging winds are expected in and along an area about 60 miles either side of a line from west of Minneapolis to Green Bay, Wisconsin. The storm warning will be in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon, Central Standard Time. Two more Minnesota communities have announced that they'll go on daylight saving time at 2 a.m. on Sunday, the same as St. Paul and several other suburbs. The latest to take action are Stillwater and St. Croix Beach. Meanwhile, the Minnesota House and Senate General Legislation Committees discussed advancing the start of DST from its legal day to May 23rd, but no action was taken. You know, why is the word ask so important in the life of a successful salesman? Think of that. Well, first, when he calls on a customer, this salesman always remembers to ask for the order. And then, to keep his car in top condition for heavy driving day after day, he always remembers to ask for Pennzoil motor oil. I hope you do, I do. It's true, if you do a lot more driving than the average person, chances are you know from experience the importance, the real importance, of using a quality motor oil and then using it consistently. Chances are you've already discovered the way to be sure that you get quality every time you need oil is to ask for Pennzoil. Do that. You know that this pure Pennsylvania oil can be counted on to keep your car's engine safe and running smoothly. And it's important, isn't it, with the investment we have in our automobiles to make sure that they operate properly. And you know, too, that Pennzoil is economical because Pennzoil contains its own additive Z7. Thus, you need never spend a cent for additives. So whether you drive a lot or just a little, you give your car's engine the benefit of the Ask For motor oil. Ask For Pennzoil in all regular weights and all weather 10:30 at service stations, new car dealers, and garages everywhere. Roman Catholic refugee camp was the target for a communist guerrilla raid in South Vietnam's Mekong Delta last night. The Reds killed 48 of the camp's defenders, wounded 77 others, and 30 more Vietnamese are reported missing and possibly captured. A U.S. spokesman said that the Red raid was the biggest yet this year. North of the 17th parallel, U.S. Navy planes hit communist targets. The planes strafed a Red convoy 70 miles south of Hanoi, and pilots reported probable damage to two trucks. The deaths of three U.S. Marines in a Dominican rebel attack on a medical convoy in Santo Domingo yesterday has raised the toll of American dead in the Dominican crisis to 13. The convoy had strayed from the armed corridor protected by U.S. troops when it came upon rebel machine gun fires. Two other Marines were wounded, two more briefly held by the rebels in the incident. Former U.S. Ambassador to Panama and the Dominican Republic, Joseph Farland, testifies before the House Un-American Activities Committee. The committee is considering creating a Freedom Academy to train future Foreign Service officers. An Alabama county jury today begins its second day of deliberations in the murder trial of Ku Klux Klansman, Collie Leroy Wilkins. Cloudy skies, scattered showers, possible thunderstorms are expected in the five-state area today. We'll have mild readings and higher humidity in eastern and southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa this morning. Minnesota's forecasts call for partly cloudy skies today and tomorrow, with occasional showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. Southeast portion of the state will be under locally heavy thunderstorm activity. Cooler tomorrow, highs today 64 to 85. Twin Cities will be partly cloudy through tomorrow, with occasional periods of thunderstorms, mostly in the late afternoon or evening. Little important change in temperature. High today, 80. Low tonight, 55. Warmest tomorrow, 75. Down to 55 tomorrow night. Right now in the Twin Cities, it's 58 degrees. Drop of 5 degrees, by the way, in the past hour. Humidity is 97%. Wind is northeast at 14. Not quite as windy as it was then. Barometer 29.73 and unsteady. Dick Anroth reporting for Pennzoil with Z7, the motor oil that's asked for by more people than any other brand. To get this famous pure Pennsylvania oil every time you need oil, ask for it at new car dealers and garages and at the service stations where you like to buy your gasoline. Pennzoil is worth asking for. News tomorrow will be brought to you by new McGarvey Coffee. Howard Viking next.
Better rated insurance. Modern protection with the human touch for life, business, home, and car.
Federated's new special package auto policy includes protection which you have to add to many other auto policies. Federated's highly refined rating plan selects new groups for special rate advantages. If you have two or more cars, if there are two operators or less, if you are married and under 25, if you drive a short distance to work, if you drive 15,000 miles or less for business, if you own your car and have another furnished, if you fit any one of these categories and you are claims and violation free, then by all means ask your nearest Federated man to figure your cost for the new special package auto policy.
Better rated insurance, modern protection with the human touch.
In Mitchell, South Dakota, ask Mac McDonald to quote you on your auto insurance. Good morning to you, and that's good with a question mark. We hope that you came through the storm unscathed and without too much damage or loss of life or injury. It was a terrible thing. Welcome to the Howard Viking Show now on this Friday morning. This thunderstorm that's over the Twin Cities now in this area, this thunderstorm condition should pass the Twin City area by 8:30 this morning in approximately 25 minutes. And if there could be any kind of humor to this situation, the Shell Oil Station on Highway 100 and Golden Valley Road was badly damaged. All that remains of their billboard sign there are the letters H-E-L-L at this Shell station. Roger Erickson now is... Roger, can you come in for a report?
All right, Howard, we're up airborne again in our helicopter, and we were just on our way. We're going to stop off at Mercy Hospital and check on the injuries there. We just passed over Moundsview, and I thought I had seen destruction in Fridley. There is a section of Moundsview. We're just going to swing around again over. Norm, could we just switch back over this way, Norm, so I can get a better look? Swing around over this way. I'm on the air here. Yeah, good, good. Norm is also on another communication. He didn't hear me right then. Howard, this is right near the Twin City Speedway. The twister dipped down and hit an area of about, looks as if it'd be three blocks long and a block wide. It's cut a swath of destruction that is unbelievable. It just didn't damage houses. Are we on the air all right?
Oh. Yes, yes.
It just didn't damage houses, Howard. It absolutely flattened them. You can't tell where one house was from another. I'm trying to count foundations here to see how many houses there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Pardon me if we're a little turbulent up here and I'm bouncing around. Looks as if there would be about 15 houses there. And I mean it, Howard. I cannot tell where one house started, another left off. It is one mass of destruction. There is not even a stick standing. It is absolutely level.
What, Eric?
You can't see one whole side of a house flattened out. It is like it is absolutely indescribable.
What area is that, Roger?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to set down here, Howard, and take a look at this. This is the worst destruction I have seen yet in these houses right near the Twin City Speedway and also the terminal building, and I can't remember which one it is near the Speedway. There are several trucks and looks like some highway power equipment standing there. Maybe it's an old highway building. You can't tell. Anyway, that is flattened. But the interesting thing, almost fascinating, if you can use the word fascinating, is that the twister dipped down, ravaged this area, barely touched the other areas right nearby. There are houses sitting two blocks away, absolutely unscathed. So the twister, I remember hearing on the radio last night how it was up in the air and then seemed to dip down. This is where it dipped, went right up again, and where it dipped, it caused very, very bad damage. We're going to try to sit down now and take a look at it. I see a civil defense truck down there, and we'll be reporting, Howard.
Okay, thanks a lot, Roger. Report back in to us now. He's getting out by the Twin Cities Speedway. For information on relatives in the tornado areas, call the Red Cross. Their number is Melrose 3-6360. Call the Red Cross for information concerning relatives and friends in the tornado area. Please do not call WCCO Radio. Call Melrose 3-6360. But please do not call unless you have definite reason to believe they have been injured. Telephone lines are being restored as rapidly as possible. Meanwhile, victims are able to get messages to relatives and friends through the Red Cross and other services. That Red Cross number to call is Melrose, M-E, Melrose 3-6360. Now it's 11 minutes past 8. Temperature in the Twin Cities dropped 5 degrees in the past hour. Now it's 58 degrees in the Twin Cities. A lady called a minute ago to say a bit of good news in Plymouth. And Plymouth, in that area, there's blue sky. Blue sky. Let's hope so.
Does that sound good?
Yes. More people come back to Bill Boyer Ford to buy a second used car. Do you know why? Because every car sold from either of Bill Boyer's two used car lands has been completely serviced, road-tested, and is ready to go before you buy it. These repeat customers come back because they like the service, the courtesy, and the dependable used cars. There's 40 years of experience behind Bill Boyer Ford, 40 years of learning what people want and the best way to satisfy them. And as Bill Boyer says, we just won't be satisfied until you are. We won't be satisfied until you are. At either of Bill Boyer's used car lands downtown at 13th and Hennepin and out Miracle Mile Way, you'll find complete, convenient, and courteous service and over 250 cars to choose from at any time. So for that second car or a used car replacement, stop at Bill Boyer Ford Used Car Land. Remember, you can save money at Bill Boyer Ford because we want you to come back as a satisfied customer next time, too. I'll be broadcasting from Bill Boyer Ford there at 13th and Harmon tomorrow from 11 to 12:30. Hope you'll stop by, giving away hundreds of dollars in fishing tackle, along with some coffee and donuts I'll be serving. Chuck Lilligren, you have a report there?
Howard, there's some damage that hasn't been reported in the Golden Valley Welcome Circle area. The lady said that the roofs are blown off several houses there, including her own. She said you just look up and see blue sky, and power lines are down. There's no power there. She said the meter on her house is completely blown away and disappeared.
It's bad. For questions about the storm emergency, Special Red Cross number to call now is Melrose 3-6360. The Vatti Makeham people absolutely 100% guarantee that their new Swedish complexion soap will not float. A truly great soap isn't supposed to float because it's not supposed to have air bubbles. Swedish complexion soap has the air pressed out. That's a process called fine milling. That's what they call it, fine milling. So the new Vatti Makeham soap won't float. It won't melt quickly either. Result, it will last longer than ordinary soap, and Swedish complexion soap will therefore create much more lather, rich lather, the creamy kind. None of those big empty bubbles, but millions of tiny creamy bubbles. Swedish complexion soap is not a detergent. Many of the soaps you've used are detergent, but this one is a pure soap. Vatti Makeham discovered a formula to combine natural ingredients, a formula to smooth and soften your skin. Find out why the women of Sweden have such glowing complexions. Try their new soap, Swedish Complexion Soap by Vatti Makeham. It's 14 past 8 now. Temperature in the Twin Cities, 58 degrees. Relative humidity, 97%. The wind is northeast, 14 miles an hour. The barometer is unsteady. Boy, is it unsteady. 29.73 and unsteady. You ever will have another report from Roger Erickson momentarily. He is setting down the helicopter now near Blaine, near the Twin City Speedway. Ever wonder what kind of decorative finish they use in places like schools and hospitals and other public places, it's got to be pretty tough to take a lot of traffic, and it has to be attractive. Well, a lot of those finishes are Miraplate, the same O'Brien's Miraplate now available to you. Miraplate is O'Brien's Miracle Strength Epoxy Finish. Looks like paint, goes on like paint with brush or roller, but the fact is Miraplate is the strongest, most durable finish ever for metal, brick, wood, plaster, concrete. Protects walls, stairs, floors, toys, pools. I almost said toilets. Toys, tools, appliances. It even protects boats and swimming pools. Miraplate is rust-proof, waterproof, fire-resistant, non-toxic, and Miraplate lasts 5 times longer than paint. You just can't find another finish that acts so tough and looks so beautiful as O'Brien's Miraplate. Your O'Brien paint dealer in Minneapolis is Hirschfields, 824 Hennepin Avenue, or see the yellow pages of your phone book for your nearest O'Brien dealer.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.